You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the New York Giants, the chatter is all quarterback all the time, with about a month remaining until the 2024 NFL Draft. Ed Valentine of Big Blue View here with a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts across the Big Blue View radio network. All right, the New York Giants fan base seems to be in a state of hysteria with about a month before the NFL draft. The chatter is all about whether the Giants might actually trade up to select Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy in the draft, if they'll take him at 6 if he happens to be available. Everybody wants to know, how did McCarthy suddenly rise this far up draft boards to the point where some people are thinking he could be the third quarterback taken in the draft? And we could have a circumstance where the first four picks in the draft are all quarterbacks. People want to know, you know, how in the world did this happen? What does the NFL see in J.J. McCarthy? Should the Giants take a quarterback? Should they take a wide receiver? Should they wait until the second round or whatever to take a quarterback? And this actually shapes up as a good time for me to give you guys some of my thoughts on that particular topic. On Sunday at Big Blue View, I did a mock draft where I actually ran a trade up for McCarthy from 6 to 4, trade with the Arizona Cardinals, and took McCarthy. And also on Sunday, the Big Blue View rules for draft success, a post that I first began to put together, or first published a few years ago, sort of lists my take on the rules for successful drafting. That updated version, the 2024 version, posted on Monday as well. Hopefully you guys, if you didn't get a chance to read either the mock draft or the rules for draft success, please stop by Big Blue View and do that as well. And also, just a quick promo, sign up for the Big Blue View daily newsletter, which you'll get Monday through Friday in your inbox. If you sign up, that'll give you the top 4 or 5 stories, most relevant stories at the time, you know, for your New York Giants on a day-to-day basis, right in your inbox, so that you know what's going on. But anyway, let's get back to talking about quarterbacks. I made the McCarthy move, and I'll tell you why. I mean, people said, oh, Ed loves J.J. McCarthy. Ed doesn't love J.J. McCarthy. I see why NFL teams could fall in love with J.J. McCarthy. I also see why some teams would pass on J.J. McCarthy. What I see, I think it was Phil Sims, who a few weeks ago I was watching a video with Sims, and one of the things that he said is he judges quarterbacks by basically their top 20 throws. And I kind of like that idea, because that tells you what a quarterback could be, what his top end is. And that's really what we're looking at as we try to draft these kids. We're projecting what they can be, what they might be, what the possibilities are. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Look, I've been I've been tracking the selections of first round quarterbacks since about 2010, and the hit rate for first round quarterbacks, if you define that as guys that got second contracts, guys that went to Pro Bowls, guys who you would consider franchise quarterbacks, you know, 4 or 5 years into their careers, the hit rate on these quarterbacks in the first round is about 30 to 35%. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but the hit rate's not great. And yet, if you're a franchise that needs a quarterback, it's the most important position in sports. And if you need a quarterback, are in position to select a quarterback, love a quarterback, think he's better than what you have, then you take that swing. Whether you wind up being right or you wind up being wrong, I look at it this way. You're probably going to be wrong more often than you're going to be right. That's just the numbers, the way that this works out. That's what history tells us. You're going to be right 30 to 40% of the time. If 5 quarterbacks get drafted in the first round in 2024, let's say Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix get drafted in the first round, probably at least 2 of those guys, maybe 3 of those guys, are not going to be what the franchise who drafts them hopes that they will be. If you throw Michael Penix into that mix and let's say 6 guys get drafted, we'll be very, very fortunate to see 4 of those players turn into what the teams drafting them hope that they will be. And yet the reality of it is, and this, the Big Blue View rules for draft success speak to this. If you have the guy, if you need the guy, if he's within reach, if you can get the guy, then you get the guy. You take the swing. I have said for years, when Dave Gettleman made the swing for Daniel Jones back in 2019, yes, he was criticized for that. Yes, most people didn't think Daniel Jones deserved to be the 6th overall pick in the draft. Whatever. Dave Gettleman believed in Daniel Jones. Dave Gettleman believed Jones could be the guy to replace Eli Manning. He could be the guy to lead the Giants for the next decade, you know, from 2019 forward. It hasn't worked out. That doesn't mean Dave Gettleman was wrong to take that swing. He had the conviction. You have to have a quarterback. It is the most important position in sports. You have to have a guy you can win with. You have to have a guy who can elevate the level of the players around him. You have to have a guy who can carry your franchise, can carry your team. If you don't have that guy, you do what you have to go get that guy. Gettleman thought Daniel Jones could be that guy. Maybe his mistake was his evaluation. But with the belief that he had, you make that swing. For me, the bigger sin is to have that belief. For example, if J.J. McCarthy or Drake May is available to the Giants and Joe Shane and Brian Daboll believe, say it's McCarthy, if they believe McCarthy can be better than Daniel Jones, if they believe McCarthy can be a guy they can win a Super Bowl with, can be a guy who can lead the Giants to be a successful franchise for the next decade, if they believe that and choose to pass on J.J. McCarthy, and J.J. McCarthy becomes that, while the Giants continue to flounder and not be able to fill that position and continue to search for an answer, to me, that is a bigger sin than not taking the swing. Take the swing. If you miss, you miss. If you don't take the swing, you don't get anywhere. So for me, if the Giants have that belief, whether it's McCarthy or Drake May or Jaden Daniels, or if they're in love with Bo Nix and they think they can get Bo Nix at the tail end of the first round, and they give up a bunch of mid-round picks to do that, that's fine too. Take that swing. But as I keep saying, it's the most important position in sports, so you do what you have to do. Now, when it comes to McCarthy, you know, people say, oh, Ed's in love with McCarthy because I've drafted McCarthy a few times, and I've said, look, if the Giants take McCarthy, I understand it. Because I do understand it. If Joe Shane and Brian Daboll think he's that guy, think he's better than Daniel Jones, then you do that. When I watch J.J. McCarthy, I understand that there are questions about McCarthy. Listen, there are questions about all of these quarterbacks. There are questions about Caleb Williams. There are questions about Drake May. There are questions about Jaden Daniels, about Michael Penix. There's questions about Spencer Rattler. There's questions about all of them. Look, if you watch, and I encourage you guys to do this, go to YouTube and watch the quarterback breakdowns done on these prospects by Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner, by former NFL quarterbacks Chase Daniel and Kurt Benkert. This is fantastic work that you guys should be taking advantage of. And it points out not only the good, but the bad. It also, you know, with all of these quarterbacks, but it also puts some of those things in perspective, gives you some information as to the why of why certain things might not look right, why certain things might relate to the college offense that they're in, the options they were given, the players that they're playing with, the situations that they're in. It's a ton of valuable information. But for me, what you learn is there's tremendous upside with all of these guys. There's tremendous upside with a guy like Drake May. There's also things to question. There's tremendous upside with J.J. McCarthy. You see a lot of great things. Occasionally, you see some bad decisions, some throws that you wish he wouldn't make. You wonder about the volume. You wonder about things like that. But you see the upside. You understand what NFL teams might like. And the other thing is, look, selecting a quarterback, selecting any player in the draft it's a lot more complicated than just watching YouTube clips. It's about a lot more than what you see when you watch something, you know, when you watch a few highlights or you watch a couple games, you tell yourself that you're scouting and you're studying and all of that. Well, you're not doing it the way that these NFL teams do. You're not doing it with multiple people. You're not spending hundreds of hours on these prospects. You're not talking to all kinds of people. You're not talking to their coaches. You're not talking to their high school coaches, their college coaches, anyone that's worked with them at camps and clinics and all of that. And you're not meeting with these people in person and putting them on the chalkboard and having them explain plays to you and having them explain to you, you know, why they think a certain play didn't work or why a certain play did work, or having them look at your own plays and how they would process it. You don't have all of that information. The NFL does. The point is, there are so many things that matter beyond the handful of plays and the couple of games that you might watch on YouTube and maybe the scouting report or two that you read. You know, you read a paragraph of a scouting report from the Draft Network or Lance Zierlein or of NFL.com. And listen, I'm not knocking you guys for doing that. I do some of that myself. I do my own study, but listen, I'm not an NFL scout. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I also know, you know, whose opinions I trust, whose opinions I don't trust. So, you know, I have my own people that I talk to as well. But listen, in the end, my opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. The opinion of your friend down the street doesn't matter. The opinions of commenters at Big Blue View don't matter. What matters is what Brian Daboll, what Joe Shane, what John Mara think, what direction they want to go with the future of the New York Giants franchise. And if they think that J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, whoever might be available to them, is a guy who can take them higher and farther than Daniel Jones can, then you make that move. Listen, I saw, you know, Brian Daboll on Saturday at the NFL League owners meetings said that Daniel Jones is the guy in 2024 as soon as he's healthy. And of course, that's what Daboll's going to say. That's the choice. That's the only choice they have right now to avoid some sort of quarterback controversy with Drew Lock. There, you know, interestingly, you know, maybe you can take Daboll's remarks as being a hint that maybe the Giants aren't sure that Jones is going to be ready week one. I don't know. But of course they're going to say that. And maybe there is something to the argument that the Giants are using a smokescreen here. Maybe they're trying to drum up interest. Maybe they're trying to make the Minnesota Vikings or anyone else who might want to move past them in the draft, maybe they are trying to force the hand of a team like Minnesota, force Minnesota to come up and get that fourth pick from Arizona. Maybe what the Giants really want is a choice, you know, is a chance to get Malik Nabers or somehow a chance to get Marvin Harrison, or maybe they want their pick of the three wide receivers, put Roma Dunze in there as well, guy that I happen to really, really like, you know, personally. Again, I like Odunze better than I like Malik Nabers, and you know what? That doesn't make a bit of difference at all, because Joe Shane doesn't care what my opinion of which receivers is. He doesn't care, you know, what Lance Zierlein or Dane Brugler or anybody has to say either. He cares what he thinks, what Daboll thinks, what Giants scouts think, what Giants coaches think, how they feel that player would be used, how that player would fit, you know, what their meetings have been like with that player, how that player's personality meshes with what they want to do with their coaching staff, all of that. That's what matters. We know who the options are, and we can study the options, and we know what we might prefer, but none of that really matters because we don't know exactly what the Giants' plans are and exactly how they might use a given player. But maybe, you know, as I said, maybe the idea for the Giants is to drum up interest so they get their pick of which wide receiver they would like at number six. That is all. That's entirely possible. And if that's the direction that the Giants choose to go in, if they choose to grab a quarterback later or to punt on quarterback and try to find a quarterback next offseason, if they decide to move on from Daniel Jones, then so be it. That is why Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have their jobs. And listen, they understand, you know, we can talk all we want. They understand that the decisions that they make at the key positions are going to determine how long they have these jobs. It's their legacies. It's their decision to make. We'll find out what they do. We'll continue to argue about it for the next several weeks, and I'm sure that we'll continue to argue about it after the decision gets made. But I can see both sides of it. As I've said, I can see why you would take J.J. McCarthy. I can see why you would be on the other side and think, why would you take McCarthy as a guy who hadn't been asked to be you know, the best player on his team very often while he's been at Michigan. But it's a decision, you know, that Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, John Mara have to make. And I don't know which way it's going to go at this point. I know that that we're going to continue to argue about it. As I just really wanted to say that, look, I can see both sides. I understand both sides. I understand what the kid could be. I also understand that there's people who think he's not going to cut it. One thing I will say, I've seen people say, oh, he's Tim Tebow. He's not Tim Tebow. He's a better passer than Tim Tebow ever was. I mean, I don't think that's an apt comparison, you know, whatsoever. But anyway, again, my opinion of what McCarthy is, what he could be, doesn't really matter. We'll see what the Giants do. We'll continue to argue about this. I can see both sides of it, and very, very curious to see which way the Giants ultimately go here. It's a franchise-altering decision, no matter what they do, because it either resets the quarterback clock. Because if they draft a quarterback in the first round, that means Daniel Jones is out the door most likely, you know, a year from now. And if they don't draft a quarterback, it means probably, you know, one last opportunity for Jones to show that he can be a top tier guy. And if he can't, if he's basically the guy that he's been most of the time that he's been with the Giants up to this point, if he's that guy, then the Giants will most likely be in the quarterback market in 2025. So we'll see how it all plays out. Anyway, Giants fans, thank you as always for listening. Please stay safe out there. Take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.